Episode 8 of the Big Paul Harrison podcast. Boone, we can't let you do any more intros after what happened last time. Do you want to apologise for listeners for your amateur start to episode 7?
Yeah. Oh, well, you hit me right in the middle of a fire alarm going off. But
is that really a fire alarm?
Yeah, yeah.
What happens when a fire alarm goes off?
I just need to silence it. I need to get to silence it.
So you're not going to do any investigation?
No, I will investigate, but it's just a faulty panel. So I will investigate it.
So talk us through the investigation.
Well, I'm just going to clear it at the moment. It's saying in the press box, which is one of your domains, there's a fault. So I shall go around and I shall have a look.
So clearly the best two people are on site at Trenbury to deal with the fire in the press box. So
absolutely, we're both here. Both here. But yeah, I do apologise for the mess up the other day. Obviously, I've not had the training that you've had in media, in that kind of department. But I tried my best. I was also worried about the weigh-in, so that didn't help.
How urgent is this response to the fire alarm? There's 2 minutes left on the podcast. Shall we finish it first? Shall we go and look now? What shall we do?
It's fine. Don't worry. It's gone off 2 times already tonight, so twice even. So we'll be fine. I've checked it earlier. It's just a faulty buzzer.
So if the insurers are listening, the message is don't increase the premiums. Usually we do investigate fire alarms, but on this particular occasion there's already been one, so there can't be any fires tonight.
It has been investigated and it will be investigated, but it is a faulty panel.
Right, let's get into the things we were going to talk about, starting with a text from your ex-wife. Okay. I should point out that 66.6% of the 3 girlfriends you've had in your life have interacted with this so far. One given us a message on Facebook the other day, and now this text from Emma.
This is from Emma, and it reads, "Morning, naughty. Just a message about that she'd bumped into a friend of mine, somebody I used to work with. And then it says, I then had a lovely dream about you. Hope this finds you well."
Clearly someone who's been listening and seen the photos and wants a piece of you now. How does it feel to be wanted?
It feels good to be wanted, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Maybe by a few different people, but it does feel good to be wanted.
What have we missed since I saw you last? It's been 48 hours without me seeing you, which is unusual at the moment.
Had a good day and a half in Manchester with Garbage. Really good show, really nice band, good crew, went really well. Just managed to avoid all the fatty food and got a song dedicated to me on stage.
You got a song dedicated to you, and we've got a photo of Sherry, which we're going to put on there later. We should say, a lot of people thought we deliberately cut the end of the last podcast off, but the truth is we've only got 3 minutes on this basic account, so tell everybody the good news about the weight that you lost.
Well, for anybody who doesn't know yet, unbelievably, I lost 8.8 pounds in the first week.
Excellent news, mate. Right, we better go and investigate this fire, so sign us off.
Keep following me at Big Paul Harrison, and we're just off to do the fire patrol.